From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. Big profits for oil companies and high prices at gas stations have pumped up the rhetoric on energy policy in Washington. As a gallon of gas rose to more than $3 in many areas, profits for oil companies accelerated. Valero Refining soared 60%, and ExxonMobil banked nearly $8.5 billion in profits for the first quarter of 2006. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi was quick to point a finger at the Republicans.
Record prices for the American people, record giveaways, record profits for big oil companies, that's the Republican energy policy. And Americans can no longer afford it.
Democrats want to tax big oil profits and make sure companies aren't gouging consumers. President Bush says he'll investigate allegations of price fixing and ease environmental regulation on some blends of gas. Other than that, the president says we should stay the course set by last year's Energy Act, which many Democrats, including Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, opposed.
Since that bill was signed, what's happened to the price of energy and gasoline? It's gone up dramatically across America. That bill was a failure.
I think we need to follow suit on what we have been emphasizing, particularly through the energy bill, and that is to encourage conservation, to expand domestic production, and to develop alternative sources of energy like ethanol.
This is the second time in less than a year that gas prices have rocketed. Still, the movement to raise fuel economy standards for autos remains stuck in park on Capitol Hill. Most energy analysts say higher standards for corporate average fuel economy, or CAFE, could cut oil consumption. The Bush administration modestly increased CAFE standards for light trucks this year, but car standards date back two decades. Now there's a new route being tried around this political roadblock. Living on Earth's Jeff Young reports.
CAFE standards have a proven track record for saving oil. In an eight-year span, the U.S. cut oil consumption by nearly a fifth. Oil imports fell by half, all while the economy grew. But David Friedman with the Union of Concerned Scientists says that's all in the rearview mirror of our energy history.
For about 20 years, those standards really haven't gone anywhere. The political will just hasn't been there.
But some politicians are exploring other ideas. One bill with bipartisan support in Congress would set a target for oil reduction, but leave open details on how to meet the target. That bill and others would also expand existing tax breaks for buying hybrid cars. Still others would offset health insurance costs for automakers if those companies make more fuel-efficient cars. Energy conservation guru Amory Lovins traveled from his Rocky Mountain Institute to Capitol Hill to push another idea called feebates.
I think if we had a good feebate system, the CAFE argument would become irrelevant.
The feebate idea is pretty simple. A mix of fees and rebates for each class of vehicle according to fuel efficiency. So if I walk onto this car lot, I buy a gas guzzler, I'm going to pay a hefty fee. But if I pick a gas sipper, say this one here, it's rated for 34 miles per gallon, well, then I get a rebate. Lovins and other proponents say if the fees and rebates are big enough to get my attention, that will put the lifetime cost of fuel for that car right up front in my decision on what car to buy. And that would harness the market in ways that current incentives do not. After a recent congressional hearing, Lovins found an unlikely ally in his feebate argument, former CIA director Jim Woolsey. Woolsey worries that oil dependence harms national security. The two teamed up on Ford executive Sue Siskey, who was bemoaning the cost of making hybrids.
We are basically subsidizing the Ford Escape, even though right now we're charging $3,400 more and there's tax incentives to help the consumers. It's costing us far more than that. So we do have to drive the cost of that down.
The feebates would be so much more effective than CAFE.
There's problems with that in terms of who's paying whom and the whole bit.
Are you the right person to talk to about starting a private dialogue on feebates? Because I'm doing that with...
It's informal huddles like these in the halls of Congress that can give proposals political traction on Capitol Hill. And though Siskey was noncommittal, Lovins was happy to have planted the germ of the idea with yet another auto executive.
It turns out the automakers as well as consumers will make more money this way, as some of the automakers are starting to figure out.
Rebates, after all, give consumers money to buy cars. But then there are those fees.
fee baits are discriminatory against people who require large vehicles either for work or family purposes or both.
Aaron Shostak is spokesperson for the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, representing 9 major car companies on 3 continents.
A rancher who requires a heavy-duty pickup truck that has to go over rutted terrain, has to be able to haul heavy loads, understands that they're going to make a trade-off with fuel economy in that, but requires that vehicle to do his job. And that is an unfair tax on that person.
That kind of message from industry helped sidetrack previous attempts at fee-bait programs in California and Maryland, and also makes it unlikely the federal government will act. But Friedman, of the Concerned Scientists, says half a dozen states are again considering fee-baits.
At the federal level, there really is no political will to honestly tackle global warming or honestly tackle oil dependence, but at the state level, that is happening. So part of the advantage is you could create a groundswell at the states by getting these fee-baits out there, and then eventually maybe Washington will wake up.
There are questions about the details, just how much energy would be saved, and what level of fee or rebate will change consumer behavior. Steve Nadell with the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy says he's not looking for perfection from such a program. He's looking for action.
I think the key point is we've been stuck in the mud for almost a couple of decades now. We need to do something. We need to get this ball rolling. It's less important the exact policy or the perfect policy, but let's start to make progress.
Conservation activists say high gas prices should bring more than just pain at the pumps. They could provide the political gas to get the U.S. serious about fuel efficiency. For Living on Earth, I'm Jeff Young in Washington.